Alex Jones is a national treasure. He should be a hero to the new media on the right. Jones was deplatformed almost simultaneously by a handful of sites like Facebook and YouTube. The rest of the right became alarmed, and many on the left vowed silencing Jones was just the beginning. Since the election, social media platforms have been banning lesser-known conservatives because they knew nobody was going to defend them. Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube handed out restrictions, suspensions, and terminations at will. Many on the right felt these were fringe actors, like the so-called alt-right, and social media would never take on more high-profile accounts and personalities. But they did. Diamond and Silk and Candace Owens were suspended. Nobody on the right cared because the cool kids don't consider them worthy of defending. Then political candidates had ads removed. Then Jones was taken down. This made the right worry because he is a bona fide national personality. All the cool kids said things like, "I don't like Alex Jones, but what Facebook and others did was wrong, and we have every reason to believe now we're next." But why trash Jones? He has a media model that pushes the envelope and disrupts and starts inconvenient conversations. Isn't that what right-wing new media was supposed to do? If the end game was to break the left-wing media monopoly and force its hand to show the world who it really is, didn't Alex Jones achieve that? Other sites like Red State, The Blaze, The Resurgent, Misfit Politics, and even National Review peddle themselves as fighters in the culture war against the left, but those sites are content to let the left-wing dominated media coexist and even concede arguments to the left. Jonah Goldberg can't make any conservative argument without giving the left something it wants, and thus giving the left a reason to demand more. That's exactly what he did with Alex Jones when he suggested these social media platforms had a reason to ban Jones, but Goldberg just didn't think the reason was good enough. What's the point of thought leaders on the right telling each other they don't like Alex Jones, except in the service of their echo chamber, which never really pushed the left because they're obsessed with signaling to each other, gatekeeping as they've done with Jones and Owens, and telling anyone who'll listen that guys like Jones or Matt Drudge are not who they are? Where has that gotten us? Nowhere. Guys like Goldberg should be thanking Alex Jones for crossing a line and forcing the left to take off its totalitarian, free speech-killing mask instead of attacking low-hanging fruit like other Twitter and Facebook users. Nobody cares if you don't like Alex Jones. He's doing the job you are supposed to do.